Chapter 5. The Sweater. Greg was still in a coma. Meredith came back to August's house while we were watching TV. Her face was white, and she was still wearing the same clothes from the morning. She looked terrible. Eliza and Meredith went upstairs to talk, and when Eliza came back down, I said, "How is she?" "Not good," said Eliza. "Greg is very sick." "Did the police or doctors say anything to her?" I asked. "Do they have any ideas?" Eliza looked at me strangely. "Not really. Meredith just said he was only in the water for 1 hour." I thought about Holiday and our meeting today. Holiday thought that Eliza was a suspect, but I couldn't believe that. I messaged Holiday later, and she came to August's house while we were finishing our dinner in the garden. "Hey," she said as she looked around at all of us. She was wearing different clothes from this afternoon, and her curly hair was down her back. She looked pretty, and I knew that Wells thought the same. "This is Holiday," I said. "She's my friend from home." "Hey," said Wells. I didn't like the way that he looked at her. "Come and sit with us." "Oh," said Eliza suddenly. She smiled at Holiday. "I know you. I saw you at the music store on the island. You were buying a CD." Meredith, Eliza, and Holiday began to talk and laugh together. They knew some of the same rich girls from Martha's Vineyard. "What was Lyndon like as a little boy?" Wells asked suddenly. "Tell us something embarrassing about him." My face started to feel warm. Holiday and I were children together, and I knew that she had many embarrassing stories about me. But she just laughed and said nothing. "Thank you, Holiday," I thought. Then, Eliza and Holiday started to play a game. Jasper and Wells jumped into the pool. Meredith sat quietly on a chair. Nobody said anything about Greg. "Maybe I should stop thinking about him," I thought. Then, Meredith stood up and walked into the kitchen. Holiday looked at me, and she stood up too. "Where's the bathroom?" she asked Eliza. "I'll show you," I said. I stood up and we walked into the kitchen together. "Meredith," Holiday said loudly, "is this yours?" She showed Meredith the broken necklace. Meredith looked surprised. "Oh, yeah, it is. Thank you. Adie pulled it off my neck." "Jasper's Adie?" I said loudly. Meredith laughed, but it wasn't a nice laugh. "That girl doesn't like Jasper. She just likes money. She's dated every rich boy on this island." Meredith suddenly pointed at her neck. "Did you know that she scratched me with her nails last night? Look at my neck." There were 3 red scratches on Meredith's neck. "Oh no," said Holiday. She looked at Meredith kindly. "It was the way that you look at a good friend. Did you two fight about something?" "Greg kissed Adie at the beginning of summer," Meredith said. "And now she thinks that Greg wants to date her, but he doesn't. He only wants to date me." "Do you think that..." I started to ask. Meredith laughed loudly. "Do I think that Adie pushed Greg into the pool? I don't like her, but no, I don't think that she pushed Greg. Adie was with Jasper all night. I could hear them in his bedroom. I looked at Holiday. Was she thinking the same thing as me? 80 had an alibi, but was Meredith a suspect now too? Holiday and I went to Red's the next afternoon. Holiday knew that 80 was working there. "Hi, Lyndon," said 80 when she saw me. Her hair was pulled up and she had white paint on her short nails. "Who is this?" "This is my friend, Holiday. We wanted to ask you," but then Holiday kicked me under the table and said, "Can we have 2 colas, please?" "Okay," said 80, and she walked away to get our drinks. When she was gone, Holiday turned to look at me. She didn't look happy. "Don't be stupid, Michael. You can't just ask her about Meredith and Greg, or she'll know that she's a suspect. We have to be nice to her and ask different questions first." When 80 came back with our drinks, I said, "Did you see the fight with Greg, Jasper, and Wells the other night? Wasn't it crazy?" 80 looked at me, and then she looked at Holiday. "Is it true that Greg is in a coma?" "Yes," I said. "Is it true that you kissed Greg?" "Did Meredith tell you that?" 80 asked. She didn't look happy. "What other things did she tell you?" "We know about your fight with Meredith," I said. "You pulled off her necklace." "I really don't like that girl," said 80. "I didn't know that Greg had a girlfriend when I kissed him." "Did you pull off her necklace?" I asked. "Yes," said 80, and she grinned. "But those necklaces are ugly anyway." Holiday smiled. "You're right." Holiday was very good at pretending to be friends with people. She did the same thing to Meredith the night before. "Can I tell you something?" said 80. "I think that Meredith pushed Greg in the pool." "Really?" I said. "No, not really," laughed 80. "I don't like her, but she's not a killer. And she has an alibi." "Does she?" asked Holiday. "Who?" "Me," said 80. "I stayed in Jasper's room that night. I went to the bathroom at 4 a.m., and I saw Meredith. Her bedroom door was open. She was sleeping." 80 stepped away from our table and waved. "I have to get back to work now. Bye." When we were alone again, Holiday smiled at me. "You asked some good questions, Michael." "Do you think that 80 is telling the truth?" I asked. "I don't know," said Holiday. "But if Greg was only in the water for 1 hour, then Meredith didn't push him." "That's right," I said, "because 80 saw her sleeping at 4 a.m. "I think that we need to look at a new suspect," said Holiday. "Who?" I asked. Holiday smiled. "Wells. He disappeared after the party." "Where did he go?" "I don't know," I said. "Tell me everything again," said Holiday. "What was Greg wearing in the pool?" "Red shorts," I said. "Was he wearing a shirt?" asked Holiday. "No," I said. "Was he wearing a shirt at the party?" "Yes," I said. "Or maybe he was wearing a sweater. I don't remember." "Okay," said Holiday. "We need to check Wells's room." August House was quiet when we got back. Mrs. Kendrick was sitting by the pool. Mr. Kendrick was in his office, and Jasper and the others were down at the beach. Wells's room was at the end of the hall. I put my hand on the door, then stopped. I didn't want to go into his room, but I had too many questions. What happened to Greg? Who pushed him? I opened the door. What are we looking for? I asked Holiday. I don't know, said Holiday. Just keep looking. When we see it, we'll know. We started to look around, but we didn't find anything. Suddenly, I heard feet on the stairs. Oh no, I thought. Someone is coming. I pulled Holiday behind Wells's bedroom door. She was standing very close to me. Be quiet, I said. We waited until we couldn't hear the noise outside anymore, and then Holiday stepped away from me. Can we get out of here now? I said. No, Holiday said. She started looking under Wells's bed, and then she stood up and grinned at me. She was holding something. Look! It was a sweater, and there were some letters on it. The letters said G-T-H, and next to the letters, there was blood. Was Greg wearing this at the party? Asked Holiday. Maybe, I said. Why is it in here? Did Wells take it off Greg after he pushed him into the pool? I don't think that he did that, said Holiday. But Wells will be a suspect if the police find it. I don't know, I said. Wells is stupid. He doesn't think about things like that. We need to get out of his room now. Okay, said Holiday. She put the sweater back under Wells's bed. Let's go.